600 WREC and 92.1 FM.
Memphis Morning News, 746, 73 degrees, a high of 92. Make sure you go to 600 WREC to our Facebook page. Your corniest dad joke or just a great dad story. We'd love to see you post that there. And tomorrow, about this time, we're going to pick a winner and award a $100 gift card to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. That's going to be fun. Go to 600 WREC on Facebook. And, of course, with Father's Day just around the corner, it's all about dad. We're talking with the CEO of Cordell and Cordell, Scott Trout, joining us this morning. Scott, thank you so much for joining us here in Memphis. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, Pew Research has put this article out about seven facts about American dads, and there's oftentimes a stigma in the media that dads are less caring or less attached to their children. But this research from Pew tells a little bit of a different story, doesn't it?
It does. You know, over time, that's really been the problem with guys facing divorce and trying to get custody, is that we have this gender stereotype that stems from the traditional nuclear families of the 60s, where, you know, dads went out and supported the family financially and the mom stayed home to take care of the kids, and dads were incapable of being that natural caregiver or tender. And that's just not happening anymore. We see a natural transition where we have two parents working in the home, and oftentimes about a third of guys are staying home with their children, and mom is the primary breadwinner. And that's what the research is finding, is that times have radically changed. The court system needs to catch up with it. And our perception of guys as being a father figure or a primary caregiver needs to change as well.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that, Scott, because the research from Pew shows in the last 50 years that while the time that dads have spent, you know, with paid work, and you said that, you know, there's more stay-at-home dads, that number regarding paid work has dropped about 10% for dads, but for moms, it's nearly tripled in the last 50 years, and the amount of childcare has more than tripled for dads. So you hit it right on the head. It seems like where there's been a drop in one, there's been a gain in other, where dads seem to be more hands-on over the last 50 years when it comes to the kids.
Absolutely true. I mean, it's one of the challenges guys face, not only with getting the custody and understanding that their roles have radically reversed, but what we often call manimony, you know, spousal support. It's probably the next greatest challenge for guys facing divorce, and that is if they're the stay-at-home parent, asking for, getting over the emotional problem of asking for spousal support because, you know, they feel emasculated because they don't want to ask for support, but they are the caregiver. The roles were reversed and justice were truly blind. I mean, you know, we think about Lady Justice being wearing that blindfold. We wouldn't be thinking about our roles as man versus woman. We would just be thinking about what role do they play. And that is really the next greatest challenge for guys.
Dual income families, Scott, I know they went from about, I guess, half and half back right around 1970. You know, I know that's when, I guess, the ERA, women's rights, really began to take hold there, late 60s and into the 70s. We started to see more dual incomes. Now, I guess, two in three homes have dual incomes, and more. And I think, as you said, it takes income on both sides in some way to be able to make this work for families.
It does. Inevitably, you're going to see, I mean, if you were to ask individuals, I think in the survey they talked about asking them what's more important, they think the father's role is to go earn the money. But really, in this society, with the economy as the way it is, with inflation pressure coming on, people just have to go get jobs. And you see both parents working. But I think what more importantly is the gains. We don't want to just throw aside the fact that women are forced to work. The point is that women are seeking great gains and they're getting them in the workforce, and rightfully so. And so what's happening is they're just taking advantage of the opportunities that they deserve. And what's happening is with these double income families, it just means dads have to be more involved. And it also means that courts have to understand that having two parents involved is in the best interest of those children for not only the present, but for their future productivity and in terms of what they do and how they grow and the fundamental moral values that they have.
Scott Trout, the CEO of Cordell and Cordell, joining us this morning on Memphis Morning News. And I scrolled down to number seven on this one, Scott, and over 70% of those surveyed said that it is equally important that babies have equal time to bond with their mothers and their fathers. That was a surprising number. I figured that they would be a majority, but not that much of a majority that would agree with that.
Yeah, again, it's really the stereotype that really guys face is that they just don't see the general public is so fixated on the traditional roles that men and women play that you would think it would be 10 out of 10. And when we're often asked, when we go around the country of offices throughout the country, including the UK, is, you know, why only men? And the point is we're not anti-woman, we're not anti-mom. We really fundamentally believe that children should have both parents equally involved in their lives, because the studies show from the 60s to current that when both parents have an important role and they have time, equal time, they just often are better children. They're better, they're more productive, they're higher educated, and they're more successful in life.
Hey, Scott, what's the website for the company?
You go to CordellCordell.com, mensdivorce.com, or dadsdivorce.com. Any of those will get you some information. You can find out more about the challenges guys face and some information on how to be more successful.
Hey, Scott. Scott Trout joining us on Memphis Morning News, CEO of Cordell & Cordell. Thank you so much for being flexible with us this morning and joining us here just a couple of days out from Father's Day. We appreciate your time.
Hey, I appreciate it. Happy Father's Day to everyone.
Thank you. You too. All right.